The Shipping Yard, Chapter 2, Part 1. This particular extraterrestrial lot was just like what you might have seen going 60 miles an hour over a long bridge in a city built by a major ocean. Colorful containers stacked 5 to 7 feet tall with names from all over the world printed on the side. Except for being company names, the painted symbols represented who was waiting on the inside. Most of the shipping containers had faded or rusted, and a few had fallen into disability and decay, even for the heavenly. As fast as the current of time could deliver, vessels were picked up by the thousands by large autonomous cranes and stacked on the ground, sorted by year. The current year, being the busiest of the years past, fading in popularity with the future back in time. Everything at the yard works without any employees or staff of human distinction. To describe the scene would be to tell you to picture a never-ending table pushed against a forever cliff that faced a perfectly blue sky. Now, stack a rainbow of boxes on that surface. There is no distracting sound or winged bird, and definitely not weather to break the process of the efficient shipping yard. Crates came in, processed, then set in their place for what might be eternity. It was a place to wait or be forgotten indefinitely. With no help through what was probably a hard transition, that's how it usually is through with change. It just happens, and you're left to figure out the next moment alone. Even if you're not stranded, to a mind's eye, you're most always alone in your conscience. In this case, thought along with the voice is all the people trapped in the containers had, orphans to an unknown debt, stuck wondering why they had to be and never be while ripening from a human form that had somewhat adjusted into being an unidentified idea. We in the shipping yard could not save ourselves, let alone others stored as product, and in result, reset. Frozen in a place that rarely took orders, and out of rule, never took customer orders. The original products, the people, had to be the original orders. Otherwise, we were sacrificed in the name of our partner's happiness. Collateral damage, known as the unlucky, who have to wait to fix wrongdoing, but most likely get recycled after the mineral value has decreased enough. Worthless, they're dead. So there is time for that. At the very end of the shipping yard, a timeline came in a dark moment better described as recycled nobodies. A place so far down the timeline of humanity that there was no hope for those stuck in transition. Maybe the world has changed too much, or the living one opted to never come back to Earth. No matter the cause, this was that conclusion we talked about earlier. Just in this case, their memories would have been so long ago that there wouldn't be much to do but to delete the jailed that held someone who was long forgotten. In short, we're all here waiting for the one we love to rescue our shortcomings from our purgatory. I was never a religious person on Earth, but in this moment, it might have been a good idea to at least be kind. Instead, we and everyone else that failed in some way to be human, that cared for others by leaving more than what they had in mind to take. The shipping yard was not heaven or hell, or something twisted in between. We simply did not take care for the attention shown upon us. Like sucking bandits, they continued to run like drugstore thieves through an overly harsh place. Our planet was rugged, so we gave hard responses back, and that is why we are in containers made for material objects facing deletion. We sucked with our soulmates, and they moved on because they had choices, decisions that were only theirs to make without ever taking a second chance on the one that we gave them. In other words, This is why I am at the shipping yard, and my wife, a person in her own right, has left me here. You see, when anyone from any religion, from any walk of life, meets their soulmate, the universe bonds a contract between them. From there, love for life grows or shrinks. Actions are not recorded, but rather intentions. Whoever has lived a fuller life that has benefited the survival of the earth gets to make the choice. Rescue your soulmate and come back together, or try again and come back alone. Alone, you'll have the free will. If you bring back your soulmate, you'll have to change their destructive ways. Obviously, the populace chooses to come back stag, as they have learned by the time of death that you can't change people. So we are taught through many books that live online as blogs. There you have it. Stand up had a greater meaning than keeping time. This is not to direct a bodily action, but a failure to be kept on the yard any longer. Every time the voice said, stand up, a person in a designated container was deleted or recycled, and I was one step, 1 foot closer to being gone. Stand up was refreshing to a forgotten individual in that their actions led to the moment they no longer needed to take space in the universe. Every 31 seconds, a mom, dad, brother, husband, wife, or teenager was leaving forever, and all I could do was think about time. How much time? Seconds? Years? Generations? I was losing, but in reality, that voice didn't care. All they cared about was to prepare the end for another one of me. A populator of the common good that raved from tossing coffee cups out along with my gas-powered car. Nothing is perfect, but idealism can lead to a wrong way of incorrectly preserving motivation. Stand up rang over the nothingness once again. That small fire that had turned into ash found an ember and ignited. We hear the words tossed around the media and assume they are for ourselves instead of a cry to unite and stop another from being extinct. Stand up was not an order but a cry from humanity to save the world. If we are not taking action in the form of subtraction, then the conclusion should be an end. Scientists were right that destructive behavior had landed us here. But if we are ever to get out of Earth's shipping yard, there must be a radical way to save those of us who are already here. Those who are disappearing because we thought standing up was a way to calculate imprisonment. After all, those of us who are here were the most influencing players in the selected time. Anywhere, from the artist using Chinese yellow to the oil drillers and every typewriter with lead-painted gilding. Stand up! Another four containers shine bright, then change from a solid, then to nothing that'll never be. Another opportunity lost in the space of waiting trillions, if not the extent of all time, relating to two-legged creatures continuously tossed overboard, and a clarification of the one goal we all hold in common. Surviving the next climate change in effort to rescue the species that will be recorded as the only species that single-handedly destroyed not only their environment but countless others. Still, I would trek to extinction if it were not for one chance encounter that freed me from the shipping off the edge. It was a forgetful time in history where nothing mattered and the media ran politics in the same manner as a child's cartoon. People were all distracted by any means possible, rather it be VR, TV, or some format having further progressed like internal advertising while we slept. Yes, in 2100, your dreams will run as advertisements. That's if, as a people, we are here and not fooled to go to Mars, while Earth's destruction is completed by the removal of all its resources. There's a hidden reason why we are pushed to the stars by those not interested in our hearts but our sense of leaving the mundane. I'll leave that rant now and return to the first line. It was a forgetful time in history when I knew my wife Hayden, where nothing mattered and the media ran politics in the same manner as a child's cartoon. There she stood, my soulmate and future wife, reading a book on the possibilities of utopianism while drinking a latte in a foam cup with an asking price of 1 hour's wage. This contradiction, however, was not her doing, but out of necessity of caffeine. Being a student, along with shop owner, came at a high price tag with overwhelming exhaustion that could only be remedied by quick fixes. What she did on her own time took the picker out of the picked. Her name is Hayden. Her name was Haley, but she went by Hayden. In favor of the androgynous movement, sometimes her hair fell short and others reached for knees that resembled the female form in boy jeans. Gender was suggestive at the time, and Hayden made it a point to suggest that there should not be a suggestion when it came to what kind of discussion. Binary feelings, the idea exactly what led Hayden from cheerleader to activist, saving the soldier's existence between where popularity ran uncovered and mingled with reality. Persuasion pronounced refusal in hindsight as a way to commonly reject enunciation as a common practice over irregularity. Who were those that minded the field of the streets and lived in the caves where the ore had resided? Could there ever be cleanliness in a distinct that lay healthy with a country and state fat from improvisational dialects that warrants no punishment? Would people impeach a leader, and worse yet, could they muster the matter in the face of eating raw meat? Hayden lay awake, mixing commercial energy drinks with wine that married spirits of fast conclusions. Fierce in a dream, the fight never won until the battle came in with leadership, only to raise efforts that ran to a bicycle. In Hayden's sleep, the regret would yell, "Stand up!" as her body would be mad at being at rest. At this point, we had lost all hope towards emissions. In all honesty, we didn't care. At the time, we both did everything as everyone wanted. Junk tossed its way out of our shop as well as the home at least twice a day. Who cared? We were rather angered about bearing a dream or that everything we built was rented. Either way, there was a clear destiny between the important matters and those that brought up earthly emotions that living made us deal with. Important matters being rent, food, in there somewhere running our nonprofit. Unimportant causes ranged from population or caring for our planet, only a few actually had the opportunity to enjoy. In both matters, or should I say dealings, the outcome would be more or less the same. After all, are we not all headed to Mars? Anyway, in some distant alteration, we held a form of coherence that warranted us to start a non-profit. Then, reality split the golden hair. Hayden continued to save the world, and I followed a glutinous path of social media mixed with fame. Sure, Hayden was worthy, but where was my institution of popularity? Did I not deserve a new phone and all the ringtones promising a form of gratification? Who can afford to be left behind when we've already done our worst? That's everything I would have said, given how this moment makes me look. Truthfully, I love Hayden. She loves me. Pushed, I took the job that paid, and Hayden saved the world. In reality, I cared about, alongside the rest of the world, was zombies and the end of times. Hayden, on the other hand, focused on utopia. One of us went on to raise free art schools, and the other, now in a box, facing the reason that stand up was personal and not global. The voice now repeats itself every 20 seconds instead of 31. Time is running past reality, and Sanctuary turns viral in a chronic tragedy. Regret is worn in any weight of a t-shirt, but also on the skin. All that is left is inner faith that we wicked will fall in short to the cards handed out by the dealer. Otherwise, we will quickly understand the term full hand. As the bodies we laid alongside, the works crafted folded to a gun. In representation, fall to a shot again. A little effort to not run on. This delivery should be clear in exhibiting complaining as a sign of loss of control. In this case, where I am compartmentalized, there is no control. All of us that have been boxed have no control over anything, let alone the workings of Earth. We wait for the voice to judge us when the time comes for our last words. Stand up. Until then, we rotate conjectures in the same effort of blinking an eye. Paralyzed professionals made in medicine that we write off as medication that is safe only because someone who went to school said it was okay. And so it is. The diagnosis ails our worrisome contributions. Uncertainty abandons our bodies just as it came with no effort. Leaving to question, how do I know about the shipyards? If I was a common prisoner at best, what magnetic relevance is there between two gyros of a humbled guard of Earth's malpractice and their keeper? It's like when you buy flowers. Do they last the hour or the day? It does not matter. It's who you share hugs with, and I hugged Quartz. Albright, just before the ached walkway collapsed between breath number 3, and Hayden was lost forever. End of chapter 2, part 1.